here we go. This is cool. I've just been, I got a new bestie sitting in the room with me is Valentine's Day. You bastards, you do this to me every time. I just realized it's Valentine's Day. My heart's open for love. And Britta brings
me brought
this.
In Brady the dog.
It does look like you.
This is a perfect dog for you. You two could stand outside and smell neighbors' barbecues and stuff and wander over to their house. It'd
Anyone comes out with a treat, we're all over them.
The Humane Society is here, and Britta Nelson is with us, and she's brought a bunch of her friends, including Brick the dog. Brick is a pit boxer mix something.
Yep, 90. Well, actually, I think 97.9 pounds, you guys.
And he's supposed to be. Oh, is that true?
Light. That's a little light.
He needs to be about.
All right, 98.5. All right. But who's counting? Who's
well, that
counting?
Station sucks.
But yeah, that's what I hear.
Yeah, the he needs to be about 50. Or 60. We'll give him
fluffy.
10, actually. He's a little thin, but he's adorably thick.
And he's got energy.
Oh, he's great.
So we know soccer, his favorite sport. I mean, it does sound a little bit like an ad for Valentine's
Day. It is.
Loves soccer.
Yeah.
Has a lot of energy. Gets along with our feline friends.
It's exactly like awesome. Valentine's Day. Fat, lonely guy wants to live with you. but he's awesome, and he's available,
as always.
So this is a perfect Valentine's Day
he's not
for somebody.
Last long.
So you guys have all this going on right now, and Valentine's Day is usually a time people will give each other puppies or something like that. So it's kind of almost dangerous at the same time. Becomes a gift, which is nice, but
at
the same time.
You know, we're okay with that.
Yeah, no, I know you guys want them out, but I just want to make sure that the people who do it are doing it because everybody's on board. There's nothing worse than saying, I got you a puppy. And you're like, I don't want a puppy. I don't want a dog. And you make sure the person you're giving that gift to is up for it.
You're saying like the guy with the cardboard sign saying need money.
Right.
Not a good person.
Not a good person to hand that to. But but you've got something bigger going on. And this is cool. I've seen, God, it's been months now. We saw the original cut of Animal Cops, which is here now in Phoenix. And you don't even think about that. These two are superstar TV people, which is Mark is here, Mark Smith, and you are Ruthie Jesus.
Ruthie Jesus.
I'm going to call you Ruthie Jesus.
Yeah.
Ruthie Jesus, Animal Cop, is more impressive. And you should wear a flowing robe and all that. Ruthie Jesus and Mark are two. You're a hard-hitting investigator, Mark says on my paper. And Ruthie is a compassionate and sweet emergency animal medical technician. These are the people.
And then we have Scully.
That's the other one, Cynthia McGuire.
I like to describe her as our fun and feisty.
Okay.
Investigator, and then Heather's actually training to be an animal cruelty investigator.
She's
okay. So you're the rookie on the scene.
Yes.
You're the cop that it's like training day. You're going to find out how crooked it all gets. Like you see the underbelly, and Mark starts screaming, "I'm King Kong." Britta, tell me what this is because this is really cool. And I will say this before you start explaining the neatest part of this is seeing that it's your city. Like you see the street signs, you're like, oh, my God, they're literally on Bethany Home in the 51. They're right down the road from me. And you find out what's going on in your neighbor's house.
Yeah, absolutely. So
it's the fifth time we've been at Holmberg's house.
Stop it.
We edited some of those out
just to keep the faith.
But, yeah, the Arizona Humane Society is premiering a TV show on Animal Planet. It actually premieres this Sunday, on Animal Planet, 10 a.m. for Cox customers.
Right.
But what it is the Animal Cops TV franchise. So I'm sure you've seen Houston, Detroit, Philadelphia. It's really an internationally acclaimed show. And the Arizona Humane Society's animal cruelty investigators are the ones featured in this 10-episode series. Our trauma hospital is also featured, our behavior team.
Yeah.
These guys you have here, they had to take time out of their crazy rescue day, but these guys go out on more than 11,000 animal rescues and cruelty investigations each year. And now everyone's going to get a behind-the-scenes look at exactly what that work entails. So we could not be more excited. We're a nonprofit organization, and not every nonprofit has the volume or variety of calls to make a 10-episode TV series.
Right.
So we're super excited.
Well, the cool thing is that you're going to see it, and you're going to see what people like Mark and what Heather will be doing soon. And you don't realize it's not just, scoop them up, put them in a box, let's go. There's a lot that goes into this. So you get an animal cruelty call. And I remember, Mark, you had the one that we sat next to each other at the lock-in last summer, and you were with Diamond?
Yeah.
And Diamond was, to tell people Diamond's story just to make everyone cry on Valentine's Day. Go ahead. Get right up on that mic.
Diamond was a 10-year-old Rottweiler who had lived his whole life on a very heavy tow chain.
Yeah.
Chained up in the corner of the yard.
So heavy, in fact, his head couldn't lift after the chain came off.
His
spine had pulled.
Yeah, down. It was basically, and that can actually cause a lot of damage to the dogs. And He was really skinny, you know, just bare minimum being provided for him. So we tried and tried and tried to work with the guy, get him to put some weight on him. It didn't work. So we actually were able to remove him from the home.
Which is amazing when you watch the show. Because you're on there, and you do get kind of like TV cop-ish, like these sons of bitches.
He comes across as a softy, but when you see him,
goes after that one guy. It's great.
In the best interest of the animals,
it's
no matter
so
what.
Great. But then when you get Diamond, and you kind of realize, and you watch this guy who owned Diamond for 10 years on the, you know, you think there'd be some compassion for the time you finally say, look, we've tried 100 times, and he's on his bike, and he goes, okay. And you just go in and you cut him loose, and there's Diamond with all the things that are wrong. And I remember you were sitting with Diamond in that. We've lost Diamond since, I assume. Still there?
No, Diamond's been adopted. He's in a great home.
Diamond was like on his last legs, if I thought, right? I thought that I would have assumed that dog could have never made it.
Well, he did have a lot of medical problems.
That's why I thought that.
Yeah, but we debated on trying some surgeries and that might have made him worse. And
And he's okay. He got adopted and he's all right.
Yep.
Yes.
That is a testament to what you guys are up to, because last I saw, I was like, this is kind of, he wasn't doing bad, but it just wasn't going to work.
Our trauma team is amazing, and they really looked at his quality of life, and they said, you know what, he may have 6 months, he may have a year, but he's doing great, and we're not going to take him from chained in a backyard to a hospital for the rest of his life and give him a surgery that may not work. And
awesome.
The perfect family came forward. They respond to us all the time, email, give us updates on Diamond.
That's incredible.
People always say to us, like, I don't think I can watch the show, but I'm telling you guys, you have to tune in because
it's full of happy endings.
Hold on a second now. Now I'm interested.
The wrong crew to say that.
Drama. Goodness. Now, Officer Jesus, I've only seen the rough cut. I missed that part of the episode.
Well, that's why you have to watch the show.
Man,
I'm in.
You heard it right here, folks. The Animal Cups filled with happy endings. For you and your family on this Valentine's Day.
Who did you fall in love with?
Goodness, Ruthie. Yeah. Jesus. My God.
That's why we bring her to these things.
But that's great news about Diamond, because when I was with you, I was kind of heartbroken myself, because I'd seen earlier, you guys showed me a copy of the story of Diamond, and then there he was, and I'm like, this. And it was really weird, because I don't get starstruck, but I kind of was, because I was watching, I'm like, oh, that's the dude that rescued him, and there's the dog, and this is really cool, because it's right, and you see it right in action, and it's really cool to see. Not only that you guys are out on the streets doing this good work, you see how you do it. And you're not just swiping dogs. You go up to the people and say, we got a problem. Like, what do you run into
especially
most?
Especially, like, the one I was going to say is the hoarding. Like, when you come
it's brutal.
I mean, not to spoil anything, but, like, what's the most animals you've had to pull out of a trailer or
Cynthia,
a house?
You've got experience with this one?
Yes.
The hoarding?
Yeah,
hop right up there. Tell me about it.
I'm the queen of cat catching. I'm really good at cat catching.
Uh-oh.
Like wild cats. But, we have this thing called an ammonia reader.
Yeah.
And it reads how high the ammonia is in the home, especially when there's a large amount of cats in there.
From the pee.
And the most that I've ever been, it's 100 parts per million.
Yeah.
And this is, we have to wear a respirator because you literally are.
You're going to pass out.
Yeah, and your eyes start watering.
Oh.
I pulled up to like 80 animals out of one bedroom apartment. 80 cats.
80.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. And you guys are.
How old was the woman? It had to be an old.
They were
cat
older.
Lady.
I don't know. I don't remember.
It was a family of five.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
Definitely
no
just
room.
As many old guys as old ladies.
Yeah. No.
Let's not make it the sex thing. Yeah. It's not a gender issue. Ladies are the cat ones. It's an outlier every once in a while. I have a weird old man cat person, but it's a woman thing. But the funny thing is, it was a 26-year-old girl used to model, had 80 cats in her one.
Yeah,
it was weird. Man, never would have pictured
it. Never know what you run into.
But you guys, on a daily basis, what is the thing you see most, probably?
We do a lot of investigations for her. No water, no shelter, no treatment.
Especially here in Phoenix in summer and stuff. You get a lot of people.
Summer's brutal.
And who are the – I don't know. Is it an economic thing? Is it a part of town? Is it something more? Like, because Guadalupe was a nightmare. And you guys, you know, that's just nuts.
It ebb and flow.
You don't know when to call. Because it's a different culture, really, the way their animals are compared to, like, mine are people. So I overdo it the other direction. But you look and you're like, I know that dog's okay. This is not how I'd treat him. But when do I call? When do you make that move?
You know, that's a really good question because people often ask that. If you see the healthy chihuahuas running around, right. You know, Guadalupe area, you can call Maricopa County Animal Care and Control. But the Arizona Humane Society, we have a really unique role in the valley for your sick, injured, and abused homeless animals. So we work really closely with law enforcement, you'll see throughout the series, with our wildlife partners. There's a snake on a golf course in one of the episodes.
I'll bring you'll get those.
We have owl rescues. Really, again, our role is very unique because of our field rescue team and our trauma hospital. We're 365 days a year. So if you see an animal, you know, that you suspect is ill, injured, or abused, you want to call the Arizona Humane Society.
You know, caution. Just take caution of it, right?
Scenario, the animal is being cared for.
Right. And you just took a chance.
And we actually run into those a lot more. We run into those a lot more than you guys think.
Yeah,
I
would imagine.
Because people say, oh, the dog's barking. So therefore, it might not have water. Whatever situation. Right. But you get there and the dog's fine.
But most people err on the side of caution, make the call just in case, and I get that. And the good thing is, Bretta, for you and all the people on this staff here, is that this show gives you a great spotlight to show exactly what goes on with the Humane Society and all the facility and everything else. But it's also, like you say, a nonprofit. You come from donations. A lot of people have to give you money, and they think they're giving to food, which you are. But the stuff that you're actually helping out with is monumental.
Yeah, this series is really the best way to see where your money is going.
Yeah.
Because you're going to see these transformations. And actually, the show can air up into 180 countries. So right now it's airing in Australia, New Zealand, it's in Guam. Ruthie just did an interview with a newspaper in Guam.
How cool is that?
So it's airing in the UK.
Was it because the people in Guam were like, I hear happy ending. More story about happy ending. Ruthie, Jesus.
No, it's because I was born there. My family is from there.
Okay.
So my family was so excited that the show was airing there.
That's awesome.
So our local newspaper reached out to Bretta, which was pretty surreal for me.
The Daily Guam.
It's great. Yeah. Exactly.
That's great.
Guam
that's
Daily
cool.
News, baby.
Yeah. Nobody's ever said that before, ever. Guam newspaper man in the house.
There's one person driving right now that's
excited.
Guam
Daily News. I remember that.
Yeah, so it's not only a national opportunity, but it's international. Yeah. So, you know, from this, if we can just raise awareness towards how to help animals, you know, increased donations to our nonprofit are always welcome. And just awareness in general and just to see what this team does. They really put their lives on the line. And
it's true. I mean, you guys go into situations that are not – and like you said, people will say, oh, I don't think I can watch the show. It's going to be depressing. The animals are all like – it's the Sarah McLachlan commercials that make you turn it immediately like I can't – this is the middle of Comedy Central. We were talking about this the other day. They always show those right in the middle of your laughs like Tosh.0's on. All of a sudden there's a sick animals. You're like, no. This actually makes you feel good, and it's a tribute to you guys and what you're doing because it kind of gives you faith back and, like, there's people out there doing the right thing for this. Like, helpless – it's like kids and animals to me. They're helpless. Where you take it, you're supposed to take them in and be good to them and everything else, and some people just don't get it. And you guys, I don't know how you don't adopt all of them yourselves. How many pets do you have, Mark?
I have four. Three of them are ones that I personally
pulled home.
Rescued,
right.
So, yeah.
How about you, Ruthie?
Well, I have eight right now.
Eight.
Let's not
investigate.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Heading to her house right after.
Yeah, exactly.
Make sure that
I got eight in my house. What about you?
I have three dogs, two cats, and a sulcata tortoise.
Oh, wow. What's a sulcata tortoise?
Sulcata, they're desert tortoises, but they're from Africa, and they're the ones that live with you like 80 to 100 years. And my girl is like 8 years old, and she's like yay big.
Wow.
Yeah, she's
That's
cool.
interesting. You know, my dogs got into a fight once at my house over turtle poop. Tortoise poop, I'll say.
It's very delicious.
They evidently can't get enough of it, and they both went at the same time, and that was the very first fight I ever had between dogs.
It's like turtle custard.
It was weird. It was a treat. What about you, Heather? How many animals do you have? Because you're just training. You're going to have 14 by the end of the year.
I only have one.
Oh, you're doomed.
Ruthie was yelling at me yesterday. She's like, oh, my God, you need more.
And what about this fella right here? What about Brick? Yeah. Let's get him in Heather's house. Done.
It's done. Sold.
Happy Valentine's Day. I'll cover the bills and everything. You got it.
So what we need next, though, is for you to go on a ride.
I'm dying to do it.
Experience.
You will see. You need to GoPro it because I will cry the whole time. I will. I'll weep openly the entire time. I don't know how you guys do it without.
And maybe take a swing at an owner.
I would probably end up in a fight with somebody.
Yeah, it'll be – tune in because there's some – Mark gets himself in some sticky situations.
You getting some scraps, Mark?
I don't like to back down, so I get a few people.
Have you punched a guy out and taken his dog?
Definitely.
Let's get on that.
Yeah.
Let's get that show going. Get a spinoff.
No touching people.
Yeah, no, you're not allowed to do that, but you want to a lot.
I've thought I was going to get punched.
Really?
So, yeah.
Well, it's got to be tough, though, because these people, a lot of them don't even know they're doing something wrong.
No, a lot of times. I mean, we really try to educate people, but some people, you know, just do not want to hear
right.
it, you know, so that's when it gets tough.
Ugh. And there's a difference between a person that, you know, literally didn't know what their animal might need or what the laws are and somebody that absolutely flat out doesn't care.
Right. And just,
ugh. It's just head scratching that sometimes people just, it's funny that they would still have a pet, but they have no idea the treatment.
Now, why do you want one?
Exactly.
Yeah, why do you want a pet? You're just lock him to a tree or not care.
It lives on the side of the house the whole
It drives
time.
Me nuts. Yeah. Well, you guys are heroes to me because watching this show, and it is. It's like you two, I remember both of you so much from the show. And then, Heather, you weren't in it yet. You're not in it at all, are you?
No.
Man, that stinks. You climbed on right after all this fame and fortune hits everybody.
They're bringing her in on the 3/4 of the way through season one as a love interest.
Oh,
it's going to really
right.
take a nice twist.
That is a good idea. Yeah. Now, will they, won't they starts happening.
Right.
And it's a testament to what you guys do, and it's really cool. And I'm
thank you.
Seeing the first one was without any of the graphics or any of the real, you know, the narrator was some weird guy from New Zealand. I don't think he's there anymore, if he is or not, maybe. But it was just kind of this real rough cut, and it still was, you can see what's going on. And man. Thank you for doing your job. I don't want anything to do with trying it because I would get in trouble constantly. Like being a cop, I'd shoot everybody. I think with you guys, I just beat the crap out of everyone. Sunday, Animal Planet, it airs, and it's right here in our beautiful streets. Our Humane Society heroes for animal cops. It starts this weekend. What are we looking for on Sunday? What's the one thing that stands out? Highlight of the show.
You know, throughout the season, you're just going to see daring rescues. You're going to see pretty intense investigations. You're going to see some really sweet reunions. It's a little bit of everything.
Was this
the
one?
On the edge of your seat.
Was the dude that had to climb in that little tube? Were you with him?
That was Andy.
Yeah.
Cynthia was.
Oh, Cynthia. Okay, you were there. And that guy had to get in that tiny, and he hears some barking. And he's like, oh, got it. And he just goes in the earth.
Oh, it wasn't that little, actually.
Well, he was.
Oh, he
That's why I just assumed it was little
one. The tunnel was pretty big.
But there he was.
Climb
like,
into the earth.
But who gets into the, he goes subterranean for like six puppies that you couldn't see.
What's cool is that Abby, who works for Avondale Animal Control, caught the mom in a dog trap.
Yeah.
And then we were able to get
reunite them.
Yeah, reunite
them. Oh, for crying
out loud. That was pretty cool.
It's like,
so Avondale Animal Control had a lot to do with them.
Yeah.
They did amazing.
You guys are like the Disney people. That everything ends up like at the end, you're all smiling at the shows, but it's not always like that. But
a lot of
shows,
CGI work, I imagine.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope
special effects.
Don't make it sad.
Well, on Sunday when they take down Thanos' house from Marvel Comics.
It's going to be great. I'm very excited for you because I hope this does great stuff for an organization that I couldn't be happier that I even know you guys, let alone you trust me doing stuff. So I want that ride along.
Absolutely.
And I will.
And we will film it for all of your loyal
viewers. Oh, yeah. No, well, they would.
audience.
They would be happy to watch me cry and take a weak swing at a guy who's got a dog tied to a tree.
He would like a full foot race and at the end jumps the guy, the diving tackle.
Oh, yeah,
get
that. He tries to run away. Stick his own dog on him.
For Animal Planet, because that would be good for the TV show.
No, it would be great. We could just dummy one up.
I need everyone to write into Animal Planet so we can get season number 2.
Yeah, okay. Done, because it was great.
Holmberg makes a cameo.
That'll be, that's what the world wants.
Yeah.
A crying bald guy watching somebody take a shih tzu out of a hole. Animal Planet, Sunday at 10 a.m. On your Cox thing. So on DirecTV, it'll be on at
earlier, 7 a.m.
7.
Yep,
will
7
it will be 8 because it's 2 hours.
Yep.
Okay,
and
so just
10 episodes, so through April 23rd, and you can also get Animal Cops Phoenix merchandise.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you guys, are you worried about being too famous? Like, are you worried about people eyeballing you and saying?
Well, Greta did promise at one point to not put our face on a t-shirt, and she lied.
You got faces on
tees. Our faces are on a t-shirt, and I don't know how I feel about
how are you,
that.
We're just dabbling to see how that works.
It's going
to
work great. Anybody married? Mark, you're
I
not?
Think Mark no. might Essentially. Be looking for the show to, you know.
Oh, it's going to work. Because you, honestly,
we will see.
The parts I've seen, you come across as just this badass with a heart.
Wow.
Oh,
I think
does.
There's love here.
No, this is awesome.
He's like you're Channing Tatum.
It's Valentine's Day.
I'll tell you right now, I'd go hang with this guy because the fall off. You think he's chasing pussy all day. I'll tell you what, at night. It's going to fall all over you. What about you ladies? Are you married?
I am married.
You're
I'm
with someone?
Boy.
All right. So good. Everything's okay. And
good. And I've been with somebody for quite a long time.
Okay.
So
rookie?
Married.
So you guys can't really
I'm
dabble.
Super single.
Oh, let's go.
What are
There's
we waiting
my love
for?
Interest.
Love interest.
Mark, you got a dog. You got you're set up completely today. You got a whole family out of this deal. Yeah, let's not do that at work, though.
Yeah.
We do it out in the car when nobody's paying attention.
That's
Let's focus on our TV show, Retta? People. Well, thank you for having me.
Well, what about
us.
You? Are you going to be on this show?
No.
You're not even in it?
No. I am the behind the scenes.
And we could have paraded you around, too. Could have been like a singles dating thing.
No,
and
I
know, but still, people would have paid attention.
Parading. Every time I come on the show, he tries to do parading with
I love to parade you around. Hey, it's good for the Humane Society. You know, you're a very pretty lady. You
wander
around.
You're a great face.
You're a great face for the thing.
She is, and honestly, she's very humble, but this show wouldn't have happened for us without years of her hard work and dedication for this team.
Well, her heart's in the right place, 100%. I know that for sure. Congratulations to you, Mark, for swinging all the ladies of Phoenix after all this happens, because you're going to get good. Too bad you guys are married, or you could have been swinging with them. Heather's out there. She'll be trying. Thank you, guys. Hopefully, anything we missed? What else you got? Anything you want to talk about other than this?
No, I think we got it. Again, this team is 365 days a year, as well as the trauma hospital, our behavior team. Yeah. We're doing some amazing work. We've decreased euthanasia by 80%. So we are saving lives, more lives than you can imagine.
The 121 thing?
Gone. 121. Yeah, when we started working with John, 121 animals came in each day to our shelter, and that number has been obliterated.
How big?
We still take in 16,000 animals
a year.
But we're able each year. But we are able to successfully treat and rehabilitate almost all of them. Puppy intensive care unit, a bottle baby kitten.
Crazy.
Intensive care unit. So our operating budget is upwards of $20 million. So again, the donor support is critical.
Yeah, you guys are costly, but it's worth it.
But our partners, our sponsors, our donors are critical. So thank you, everyone. Tune in this Sunday, Animal Planet.
How would I adopt Brick real quick? Somebody asked.
Come down to our Campus for Compassion location. We open at 11 a.m. His adoption fee is just $120. You guys, he is so stinking cute. He knows tricks. He loves cats, and soccer is his favorite game.
He's adorable.
You cannot go wrong with this dog. Let's get him out of the shelter today.
Heather, that's your dog.
Tell him right now, enjoy your new home.
That is your dog. Why not? Why can't we do it?
Because my apartment complex doesn't allow bully breeds.
Oh, no. Move.
I know.
Burn it down. That's my suggestion. There you go. Thank you guys for coming in. And it's awesome. It's pretty cool. The streets of Phoenix on display. Animal Planet. Sunday morning. Animal Cops. Thank you guys for coming in. It's the Humane Society. Everybody from Humane Society is awesome.
The number one morning show in Arizona. Holmberg's Morning Sickness.